Before we jump in, a warning that we are an explicit book podcast.
Yes, that means swearing, shitty jokes, and a whole lot of dark humour that some may take offence to.
Please check your trigger warnings on all of the books we cover.
You've been warned.
The episode starts in 3, 2, 1.
A book and a bear.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Book and a Bev.
Welcome back.
We missed you. We really did. But if you did miss us, then you know who you're talking to, which is me, Georgia, we've got Bryony, and we've got Ellie. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of a chitty chat, catch up, and then next week we're going to get back into the swing of things with some brand new books. It's been a break, you know? We've had some time. We have devoured some fucking brilliant novels, guys.
Yeah.
We've been on the Fourth Wing bandwagon. We have devoured that fucking book. Like, it is Rowan's asshole.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I'm not going to. I love that man.
Call me Ness of the Rim because I was in there.
Oh, wow.
Along with Fourth Wing, Bryony and I have been in our cowboy era, and we have been chewing up and spitting out and rolling around and then shoving it up all the crevices.
Oh, wow.
Cowboy romance. So that's also coming very soon.
Yeah, call me a buckle bunny.
A what?
A buckle bunny.
That's a thing. Okay.
It's a thing. There's a song, actually, as well.
There's a song? Wow.
It's a song. What has everyone read while we've been on break?
Fuck, I've read a lot.
Well, I'll start because I've read podcast books. precisely two. Astrid Parker Doesn't Fall. That was what it was called, right? Yep.
So that's doesn't coming. Fail.
Doesn't fail. Right. Okay.
See, I thought it was Fall, I thought it was Fail, and then I realized it was the other one, and I now always get it confused.
Yeah, Astrid Parker Doesn't Fail.
Okay. Well, that pretty much sums up my thoughts on it if I'm getting the title of it wrong. So that's coming up next week.
I'm so sad.
I know.
That's my favorite.
I know. I couldn't get into this book. And then once you read Fourth Wing, nothing compares.
Nothing else matters.
Like, no, but that's...
I actually need to give myself a bit of a break before I jump into our cowboy series because I don't want to do that a disservice with this still so fresh in my mind. I need like at least 3 nights of dream material for Zayden and then I can maybe move on.
Well, if it helps, Bryony got out of her Fourth Wing slump by reading the cowboy series.
Okay, good.
So on break, I got so hooked on Fourth Wing that I've read the paperback 3 times and I got my first audiobook.
You read the paperback 3 times?
Yeah. Like I finished the last page and I went back to the beginning and I just started again.
Yeah.
And then I've had my first audiobook experience with it as well. So that was intriguing.
I listened to the audiobook as well and I'm not sure that would have been the best one to start with. The voice actor speaker person, I don't know if it was the editing or the sound quality or what the fuck, or maybe it was because I had AirPods and they're, you know, like in your eardrum, but I could hear her do a sharp intake of breath or sniff just move saliva in her mouth, which I mean, here I am bitching about audio quality when we record a semi-professional podcast, which I don't know if our audio quality is that great either. But yeah, that's probably not the best one to start with because I got annoyed listening to it.
I'll save my main thoughts on Fourth Wing for the episode. But after that, I immediately dived into Elsie Silver's Chestnut Spring series. Georgia went to an ice hockey game. I was like, oh, I'm starting Flawless. She came out and I was like, oh, I finished Flawless.
It was literally the space of 3 hours. I was like, it's done.
But then I've also read some more Katie Robert. I've read some Avatar. I started Emily Henry books. We've been busy.
Good girl.
Look, I have many books that I've read. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I've read over 110 books this year already. So it's been busy, but I have been sick last week and that was a whole week of like, I read one book and it was an 8-chapter Dramani fanfic.
I don't understand. Like I see these monthly book recaps on BookTok and I'm like, you read 45 books in a month? How do these people find the time? Tell me.
I read smaller books. Some months, like June was a big month for me. I read the Chestnut Spring series and I read The Wool of Winnipeg and Me, and The Wool of Winnipeg and Me is a chunky fat boy, but there was a month where I read two like 4-page books. And that's classified as a book on Goodreads. And I'm like, is it though?
Wow.
I started off the break by reading The Choice, which is the second book in the Words series. It was like a, started off as like a rock star romance. And then it goes through like all the members of the band. And ooh, like if any of the listeners have read this, at least The Words and The Choice, which is the two first books, The Choice was absolute fucking trauma. Like it was so sad and soul destroying. The Choice is set before The Words, which is the first book, but it's like the second book, if that makes sense. But it's like two different people. It's like a different band member and his woman. So like it just destroyed me. So that was a really good way to start off my month. And then I read The Wall of Winnipeg and Me by Mariana Zapata. If you know her as an author, she is the queen of slow burn romance. This book especially is one of like, it's like her top rated slow burn. It's like 700 pages. It is big, but it is like so good. It is everything. And I just gobbled that shit up. And there's like one spice scene in these books, you know, because they're slow burn. It's like the touching of the hands, the longing looks, that stuff, which is just what we absolutely go nuts for.
Yeah. Sometimes I prefer that. Like that is my
honestly
lifeblood. Yeah.
Literally, I've just read basically like that and then the Chestnut Spring series and then just a bunch of fucking weird books.
Yeah. Like what's you new? Read, what was it, Kissing the Coronavirus the other day?
Yeah, that was wacky. but yeah, I still like...
Ellie's like, logistically, how logistically does how? One?
Yeah, no, the questions are up in the air. Uh-huh. But yeah, I read, obviously, Fourth Wing, which we've discussed a little bit on, we'll touch more on during that episode, and the Chestnut Spring series, which, fuck me up, please. Like, I need a cowboy.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yeah. Will the book boyfriends join the league that is Reese and Rowan?
Well, they're fantasy men, you know, it's hard, but these are real life men.
These is like and the best like, real life men.
Yeah, they're like rugged country men. They're not like prissy, you know, they're like rugged. They've got calluses on their hands. They
as in like,
pick up towels.
One of them uses the pet name Baby and I don't hate it.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
So strong.
I was always a fan of McLeod's daughters, so I'm really excited.
I've never understood reading sprints. Never.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, they are fun. I still don't understand them. And when I am not participating, I purposely am in the comments harassing the people that are doing them and trying to distract them and make their lives hell. Like, I still don't really get them, but I enjoy just getting reading done sometimes.
I see. And no one wants to see my face when I'm reading books.
I finished Shadow of Kyoshi on the live we did on Saturday night. And that book ends with a moment that is on par with, like, Aelin circling Doranelle in flames and Maeve being like, my city's stone, and Aelin's being like, your people aren't. That energy, it ended with a moment like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and so I'm having that reaction on the live, and there's people in the comments being like, wow, Bryony's going through it. That was fun.
See them like pop up, and I'm like, I don't want to watch a bunch of people read.
A lot of the people that watch also participate, so they'll read as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been doing some digging. And, you know, it sounds like a lot of you like Akita, which, oh my God, shock, surprise, don't we all? But you all are listening to our first episodes and we weren't the way we are now, guys. We've evolved. So we've got a treat coming for you. Of course, we will be covering Crescent City. You bet your bottom dollar with that is coming into your ear holes very soon. Ooh. But before we do that, we thought we'd revisit Akita and, you know, just give you a bit of a recap on our thoughts, our feelings, the vibes. You know, we'll go back down memory lane, maybe with better audio quality, and just give you something else to listen to. And then we're going to come back at you with our theories. So strap yourselves in, because that is going to be a monster episode, because your girls have got some theories, okay?
Yeah, and some of them are scary.
Some of them are scary. We are going to be making inquiries about people possibly joining that episode as well to discuss theories, so that will also be very exciting.
So we're coming back next week. We're starting back up with Ashford Parker Doesn't Fail.
Fail slash fall.
But we'll be starting off there, and then we'll be diving into Fourth Wing. Oh, God, I love it. And then we're going into the Chestnut Springs series by Elsie Silvers. Well, that is us for this episode. And obviously, we're super excited to be back. And we will be back next week diving back into more books and talking more nonsense. So, yeah, peace out, A-Town. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, if you haven't already, at A Book and a Bev Podcast. Please rate, like, and subscribe. We hear that helps. We love and appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.